Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dinayo ng daang-daang Pilipino ang isinagawang kauna-unahang Kadayawan Festival sa Melbourne sa Philippine Community Center sa Laverton, Victoria. Ang Kadayawan ay sikat na piyesta sa Davao. Tampok ang mga makulay na parada at pagtatanghal na layong magpapasalamat o magpasalamat sa buhay, masaganang ani at mayamang kultura. Dumalo po ang mga kasamahan natin si Mark De La Rosa at nakausap niya ang ilan sa mga Pinoy sa mga mahalagang pagkakataon at ibinahagi po nila no kung bakit mahalaga para sa kanila mga ganitong kaganapan habang nasa Australia. Pakinggan po natin ito.
As a taga Davao, isa siyang mahalagang event, most especially na it's the first time here in Melbourne na magkaroon ng ganitong event. And it's such a good gathering kasi makikita mo dito yung pagkakaisa ng mga Pinoy that we are far away from home. And it gives us the taste of Davao and the taste of the... Nakakataba ng puso na makikita mo na lahat ng mga tao is nagkakaisa to celebrate this event here in Melbourne. And looking forward na hindi lang ito yung first and na magkakaroon ng ganitong event, but we will celebrate the culture of being a Filipino.
Well, for me, since bago pa kami dito and gusto din namin makakita nung puro Pinoy, kasi usually yung mga event na nasasalihan namin kay iba-ibang mga Middle Eastern events. So I'm so happy na meron ng first Kadayawan ever, which is legit from Davao, Jude. However, yeah. So happy siya since kaka-start lang this year, and then hopefully marami pang mangyayaring Kadayawan.
Daghan kayo. So actually, we were hoping na makaanap kami ng durian dito. So far, wala. Secondly, merong balbakwa, but we really miss Davao's balbakwa, which is bulkachong, and bangkerohan, bulalo, mga ganon. Usual Filipino food. Well, you can find them in some restaurants here, but you know, the taste of home is really different.
Yeah. Basically, sa amin na taga Davao mismo, nataon din na August ang Kadayawan, tapos dinala dito. Makes me happy, tapos parang nakakamiss din kasi talaga yung vibes ng Davao. So ngayon nakikita mo parang ang saya, parang festival din talaga kasi yun naman talaga yung essence ng Kadayawan, yung i-encourage, no? Parang giving thanks to the bountiful harvest na sa buong season.
Yeah, so for me, I think nakaka-proud kasi from growing from Davao, and then may Filipino community din. So, yun. Masaya. Masaya pang first Kadayawan.
For me, I think it's just an opportunity just to be surrounded by familiar faces. Parang it's so weird to be in a country where you don't see like a lot of... Well, you will see them, but you're more surrounded by people that are not of the same race. Ganyan. So it's good lang to be in a place where majority of the people are Filipinos. It feels like I'm just walking sa mall sa amin banda, or like just attending like that festival. And I think it just brings a piece of home here. And it's good also for us, especially because we don't frequently go home to the Philippines. So it's good na we have that opportunity that if we want to enjoy our food, if we want to, you know, be surrounded by familiar people, we have this option, and it's really fun to see different people
ano
come together.
Target yung matikmang pagkain na hinahanap-hanap nyo talaga.
At yan po ang naging panayam ni Mark De La Rosa sa ating mga kababayan na dumalo sa event. At nakapanayam din po ni Mark ang mga nag-organisa, kabilang na dyan si Lee Montajes.
The first ever Kadayawan Festival dito po sa Melbourne. Makakausap natin ang isa sa mga utak ng big event na ito dito sa Melbourne, Australia. So, Miss Lee, so kindly tell us yung significance. Bakit ba tayo nagkaroon ng Kadayawan Festival dito sa Melbourne?
Madayaw pala at mabuhay sa inyong lahat, at nawawalan na ako ng boses. It's a sign of happiness at this time. So bakit nagkaroon ng Kadayawan? Well, you know what? That's a good question kasi it's been many, many years. My heart is really into bringing the spirit of Kadayawan and Mindanao here in not just in Australia, even when I was in the UK, but it just so happened that I wasn't able to find the right person to align with my views, my values as well when it comes to this. And I'm so grateful, blessed, and honored that I was able to meet Raymond Pepito of Collective Plus during the workshop at the concert before I was able to conduct a workshop about event management before and other things at the consulate, and I met him. And suddenly, even just for a few seconds of this introduction, you know, it ignites everything. And you know what? The opportunity is just really vast. And when I heard and when I found out that he's also got that heart, of course he's from Mindanao and he's from Davao, just like me, we want to make sure that when we bring something here in Australia, it must be good and it must be worth it, you know. And this Kadayawan is really a symbol of, a celebration of not just harvest, but a celebration of gratitude. Gratitude for the land, gratitude for, you know, the blessings of harvest, the indigenous, you know, heritage, even the diverse community, and the abundance that Mindanao has to offer. It's not just Davao. Mm-hmm. We are bringing the spirit of Mindanao here. Look at this. This is only a launching. It's only one day. And I never thought there's going to be this big. And do you know what? I always believe that when you're doing something with great intention and with a greater purpose, you know, it aligns with everything. And I'm so thankful for all the people who came here. Di ba wala ka pa nakikitang nagano ng Seven of Mindanao or whatever it is. Meron man, but it's always a theme. But this is really like curated,
like a
real Kadayawan. It is not just like a fiesta, whatever it is. There is, makita mo yung mga segment, it's really, it aligns with what Kadayawan it should be. And enjoying, the people should enjoy the stories, the people should enjoy the flavors. We've got some chefs right now who's doing that. And also the colors, the tradition, everything. So you really feel that the whole day today. And after the event, you know, it's like you have to think like, what will happen next after we already celebrated Kadayawan? This is just the beginning of a beautiful journey, ladies and gentlemen.
Pero, I mean, maraming Dabawenyos dito sa Melbourne, I think.
Yes, apparently now, nakikita ko na, no? Ang daming Dabawenyos.
So, parang gaano kahalaga yung parang yung festival na to sa kanila? Especially, alam mo naman na, alam natin na yung maraming na homesick or somewhat disconnected sa Pilipinas. Kasi nga, baga, ang tagal walang hindi nila na-experience ang Kadayawan Festival. So parang, ano yung gusto mong magiging parang takeaway nila for the first ever Kadayawan Festival?
Maganda yan. Kasi yun nga sa voiceover ko sa isang ads namin na, what does Kadayawan taste like? Medyo nawawala yung boses ko ngayon. But, you know, it tastes like home. Yung vibrance, yung, alam mo kasi pag nandun ka sa Davao or the whole Mindanao, it's not all about, pag itong Kadayawan na to, it's not all about like, okay, let's just celebrate the Kadayawan like a usual fiesta, sayaw-sayaw. It's not eh. It's the people, it's the values, it's the culture. Ang dami yung matututunan talaga, yung traditions and everything. Kasi biruin mo yung stories, they share the, today, in this morning, we shared the stories of our rich heritage. Tapos, now, ngayon lang, at it's gonna be happening, is we are sharing the taste of Mindanao through food na iko-curate ng mga ating chef, the Chef Richie and Chef Joseph. And then later on, yung indak-indak sa dalan, how we celebrate the harvest, the gratitude and everything, yung masaya ka, nagsasayaw, and the pamulak. And again, it will end up with the great colors of Mindanao, which is a night full of like celebration of culture, music, arts, tourism,
so
you know,
basically it's
everything.
Everything,
correct. Ninja. Even though it's just only one day, in Davao it's more than that, 3 weeks, right?
Dito,
kasi magandang i-launch lang ng one day eh. Okay. Di ba start simple?
Okay, so last few questions.
Yes.
Parang one of the challenges ng mga migrant communities dito, kumbaga, yung keeping culture alive among the younger generation. So parang, how do you ensure na yung pagkakaroon ng first ever Kadayawan Festival is mare-reconnect yung mga Filipinos na hindi lumaki sa Pilipinas. Basically, lumaki dito, pero ngayon experience nila. So how do you ensure na parang because of this event, this time, alam nila na ito yung roots nyo as from Mindanao, as from Davao, and all that.
Yes. You know what? It all starts with, pag sinabi mo kasing Kadayawan in Melbourne, parang, oh, it's gonna be just a simple festival, whatever. Parang ordinary festival. But it's more than that. It's beyond that as well. There's something much bigger. It's the people, the enterprise, the opportunity. At the same time, we are creating a bridge. A bridge for culture, a bridge for tourism, a bridge for business, and most importantly, a bridge for people, right? So yun talaga ang gusto namin. Kaya kami din, kami ni Raymond, ano, Collective Plus and Motivationally, we're not just here inviting people to be our sponsor. There is really parang a long-term relationship on this. Kasi kami ni Raymond, we're private business owners and all that. We want, of course, it's Kadayawan, it's uplifting business people. Yeah. Kaya nga, di ba, creating a bridge for business at the same time. Yun ang gusto namin eh, kasi we are one in Kadayawan. Kahit na anong tribo ka, kahit saan ka na region, we want you to feel that you are, that you belong, that you are very much welcome. Makita mo na mga ang vibrant ng mga tao sa labas, di ba? Very welcoming.
You've mentioned about yung long-term partnership. Mm-hmm. So, first ever Kadayawan Festival, do you have the intention or the plan to, you know, gawin to annually?
Well, of course, kaya nga tayo nag-launch, di ba? But we make sure na pagka ginawa ito yearly, hindi na da-divert sa parang beyond what Kadayawan's expectation is. Hindi pwedeng puro fiesta-fiesta and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It people, Davaoenos and Mindanaoans, must respect what Kadayawan is all about. It's a celebration of gratitude, remember? Sabi ko kanina, a celebration of harvest. So we're not just doing this for the sake of having a celebration. We want people to know that nandito kami, we bring Mindanao in Melbourne because there's something greater than this. Yung, alam mo, yung simple opportunity ignites connection.
Yeah.
And that connection bridge collaboration, di ba? Parang pag mayroong, kung mayroong connection dyan, it creates collaboration, right? Kung ikaw may business ka, you can find a new market, di ba? Kung ikaw tourism can connect, start connecting people and bringing more Australians to Mindanao. So that's what we want people to understand about this Kadayawan. It's not just coming here to eat food or what. You enjoy the food, the dance, the culture, the tradition, everything. So hindi ka lang pumunta dahil you're curious, but you're really enjoying the education all throughout as well.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.